Okay, so you're getting married next year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
You said that not very confidently. What's going on?
Well, yeah, you know.
You guys not getting married now?
No, we are. All right. I mean, yeah.
How do you, I've been seeing these things about people proposing at other mm-hmm. people's weddings.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I was offered the chance to do that, and I turned it down.
I don't know what someone said, at my wedding, you can propose?
Yeah. And I was like,
no. What the fuck is that?
It's a very nice gesture, but I don't like attention, and I don't want, certainly don't want attention from strangers. Which would have been a lot of the people at that wedding.
Right.
So
okay. Now get back to my question, though.
But are you asking about how do I feel about if somebody proposed to somebody at my wedding?
Correct. Yes, thank you.
Whatever takes the attention off of me, I think, is okay.
Okay.
Do you have any plans? I mean...
No, I don't. I just...
It's a long time away right now, right? So you're just kind of like hedging your bets and stuff.
No, not my bets. I'm never getting married. I'm a piece of shit loser. Well, that's whatever. Jeff, so some people deserve love and some people don't. And I'm one of the ones that don't. But, I mean, I know a bunch of people who are going to be at your wedding. So
okay.
That could just be the whole reception. It's just back-to-back.
Back-to-back proposals?
Yeah.
For like Have you heard hour. Anything? Whoever gives speeches at my wedding has turned it into a proposal.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. They start talking about how great I am, which obviously is something I want, you know. Everybody, I need your attention. I need to talk about how great Jeff is. And then, boom, turns into a proposal. It'd be great. How many people do you think we can get engaged at my wedding next year?
There's got to, we'll look into the Guinness World Record stuff about it.
Do you think they'll only count it if it actually goes through with marriage, or?
No, it's just a proposal.
So people can turn down the proposal. It's just about how many people propose to.
Yeah, I think I would like it if they were actually engaged. They have to accept. Yeah. That sounds.
Well, I mean, we'll have to look at the official rules, but.
Oh, will we?
If you want to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, I think you should. I think you have to. Yeah.
All right. It's crazy that they send people out for stuff. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know we got a whole thing to do, but...
Is that someone's full-time job?
Right, that's what I'm wondering now. Like, I go to a place and stand there with a book that tells me the longest time a person did this thing or the most amount a person did this thing.
Yeah.
And then I see if the person in front of me can do it more or longer.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, I mean, can it be a one-person job, or do they have to have teams? For some things, they must have teams come in, right? Well, like someone says they can make out with somebody else for 32 hours or something. You know. Somebody's going to have to take a nap. You know what I mean? There's going to be shifts.
Oh, yeah, you think the Guinness Book of World Record employees are unionized. They get breaks.
Yeah.
They got to have someone fill it in.
Well, you don't want someone, like, accidentally napping for, like, 10 minutes trying to watch somebody make out for 32 hours, and then those people notice they're napping, take a couple of breaths, you know, apply some more chapstick or whatever, and then go back at it when they notice him coming too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the kind of people who go for Guinness World Records are the kind of people who I think wouldn't cheat, you know?
Yeah.
They'd just be like, yeah, we did it for the love of kissing. Because we're fucking weirdo perverts. We're just real gross.
We are disgusting. Yeah. Now I want to look up the longest. Is it technically a French kiss, or is that a street lingo for it? Is there a technical term for a French kiss?
I don't know. I'm not a kissologist. Actually, I think that's somebody who studies the band. I'm not a mouth kiss scientist.
Yeah. You know. If I had known it was a thing, maybe I would have looked into it in my younger years, but I'm not going for a degree in it now. It just seems like a lot of work. Hey, welcome to Heads Up with Jeff and Sean. I'm Jeff.
Oh, hello there. You startled me. I'm Sean. Kind of jumped out of the bushes there.
Well, I could have gone on all day about breaking records, unionizing, and making out, but
yeah, it's what you're most known for. Yeah.
Yeah. Super known for it. It's a podcast, obviously, because you're probably listening to it in a podcasting app or somewhere else that podcasts are available. We've turned this into a three-segment thing, and one of the segments that's always been very constant has been the candy segment, which you do at the end. The middle segment now is, I think, Sean, you refer to it as internet gems. Is it?
I don't know. I don't listen to the episodes after we record them, so.
And the first segment is now about animals.
Well, now it's time to get online through our internet service provider. It'll be cool. Here we go.
I forgot about this segment, so I didn't look at any animals whatsoever. I got nothing.
For coming up with a segment, you certainly neglect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, some segments deserve love and others don't, and I guess this is one that doesn't.
Sean, what do you know about giraffes?
They got long necks.
For sure.
And spots, weird tongues, and little like flesh horns.
That's a lot about giraffes.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I know more. They got four legs.
Yeah, go on.
Right. Did the long necks. They have ears near their weird horn things. They're long necks. They eat off trees, just like right off the tree. Like they don't put it in a bowl or anything. They don't use salad dressing. It's just right off, really, really paleo. Giraffes are into paleo diets.
That's why they're so muscly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never seen a weak giraffe. They're all fucking ripped.
Yeah. People who are like against veganism because of you can't get enough diet or protein don't see these giraffes. They are ripped.
They are ripped as
all muscles.
Ripped as hell.
Their upper lip and tongue are prehensile for like grabbing and shit. So I learned something about that, you know?
Okay, yeah, okay, they got nice nice grabby lips. That's cool. Yeah.
You know, I heard their whole mouth and tongue have taste buds. So okay. I don't think the rest of my mouth, other than my tongue, has taste buds, but I'm not eating leaves, so maybe you need that extra oomph.
I think you would want the opposite if you don't have if your culture hasn't invented salad dressing.
Yeah, you know how many vegetables I'd eat if I didn't have taste buds?
I don't.
Like, all of them.
I feel like that's not true, too.
The one of the top five problems with vegetables is that the taste is gross.
Yeah, the other thing you're always complaining about is the texture, so I feel like you still wouldn't eat them.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, good.
But you want to knock down one barrier at a time, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you saved everybody a bunch of time by caving to that immediately. That's good. I want this to be a short episode. Good. Great. What else about giraffes? Don't they fight by slamming their necks together?
They do, yeah. They just whip them right around.
These fucking idiots. Invent the gun. It's much more effective.
Yeah. You can work it with your mouth, upper lip, and tongue. Prehensile.
Do they only live in Africa?
Yes. Okay, well, I believe so. When I looked at the map earlier, it looked like some spots in Africa. I think they're close to being endangered. Yeah, range map of extent giraffe species, and it only shows Africa.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I kind of figured. I know a lot about giraffes.
You do. This is amazing.
Oh, this is pretty amazing.
Now, I feel like we've mentioned this before, but we've never talked about giraffes, is that they check for the fertility of a female by smelling the female's pee.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I knew that, too. Maybe other animals do that, too?
They must, because I swear we've talked about that before.
Right.
But
right. Tell me more about giraffes having sex, actually. You seem to know a lot more about that than I do. Fill in some... As it were, Jeff, could you fill in some holes for me right now?
I could try. Okay. Hold on. I didn't really get too much into their sex life. I read that they have short pelvises, but I don't think that was in the sex section. Ooh, under here there's a whole section called necking, but I don't think that is...
That's the fighting.
That is what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for fighting. Okay. All right, different cultures, different meanings. I get it. It's cool.
Yeah, Jeff, it's called French necking, okay, when it's fighting. There's a scientific term for that.
I believe that the female takes all the responsibility of raising children.
Okay.
So, but they also separate into herds of all females and kids, and then all the males are in other herds until they're coming together, which is weird, yeah.
Sexist.
Giraffes don't come out of the womb with a really long neck, I think. I think it's like a long neck for what we would think, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, how could they? Like,
you don't want that whole thing coming out.
Yeah. Right. Well, they wouldn't be... They'd have to, like, come out at an angle and then, like, turn it and... That's gross. Talk about something else. I want to hear about that.
All right. Reproduction in giraffes is broadly polygamous. A few older males mate with fertile females.
All right, so they got one thing right.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? I misspoke earlier. It's not smelling their pee. It's tasting their pee.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
That's what all those extra taste buds are for. Yeah. Now, that makes sense now.
Let me just get up in here. Hey, girl. Me and my four older friends really want to get at that. Yeah, we've all had some of your pee. So what is they're polygamous.
Yeah.
What does that mean reproductive wise? Is that just like they all get in and get a piece?
No, it just looks like when they say polygamous, it means some of the older males that are, you know, that can fight, that have heavier skulls to bang around the other people for, just go after all these fertile females. They go urine tasting,
okay,
like a person would Napa Valley with wine.
Yep.
And then they have at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
swirl around in their mouths. Yeah. Do you think they spit it out or swallow it?
I mean, they probably swallow it. Oh, I mean,
gross.
Yeah,
all the way.
That's
down.
The gross part.
That is the gross part, because their necks are so long. It's just traveling down for so long.
And you know, it's so hot. You know, you feel it going, yeah.
Maybe that's what they use for salad dressing. Like, oh. Is that what you're afraid of? If you eat too many salads, you start wanting to drink pee?
I mean, I have many fears about trying to eat salads, but... Sean, you know they have the same amount of vertebrae in their neck as we do?
Yeah, actually.
That's crazy.
I didn't mention it because I didn't want to seem like a show-off.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Just make the vertebrae bigger. That's, you know.
Yeah, you scale up. Just, it's, come on, God. Got pretty lazy on this one.
I bet I could do some damage with hitting someone with my head, but I guess that's also already a move called the headbutt.
It's a headbutt, yeah. You just can't do it at range with a long neck.
Yeah. Wikipedia has a picture of two giraffes mating. Looks like they're doing it doggy style, but... I guess, you know.
I don't think they could lay down on their backs.
Well, they rest by, like, putting their folding their legs over and sitting on their legs and, like, their necks back. So they could maneuver, you know?
No, what you described to me does not sound like they could, quote, maneuver. Why are you so fixated on how the animals have sex? I feel like you really narrowed in on that.
You asked me.
You brought it up, though. You brought it up, and then we've had to focus on it. Right. Do they just eat fucking leaves?
They eat a lot of foliage, not necessarily just leaves. All right. It'd be like fruits and shit in there.
But they're not like dipping down into meerkat holes and like sucking them out, right?
No, it doesn't say anything about their mouth having enough suck power to get in there.
Well, I just mean like they're herbivorous, yeah.
Yeah, for okay. sure. Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. Right. Yeah. They're not going out and eating prairie dogs.
All right.
For instance.
What eats them? Lions and leopards, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that, too.
They have a pretty long they have a pretty long lifespan, though, I guess, compared to other types of species like this.
Yeah.
Apparently, they have really big eyes.
Ooh.
Helps them see.
Well, I would imagine.
I guess having all that height, too, probably helps you see a little bit.
Check out these fucking leaves, dog. Get your eyes real close. Oh, yeah, they look like leaves we're going to eat, because that's all we do.
Now, Sean, I'm gonna ask about evolution, okay?
Is that yes, okay? Yes, Jeff. I will listen to your question and not have a good answer for you. Please continue. Okay.
All right, so they have these long necks to get all those leaves at the top, right, of trees?
Oh, yeah, they do.
That other people can't eat at, right? evolutionarily, don't you think they would have gone extinct before their neck got long enough to reach those leaves?
Well, maybe, you know, like they start out small by eating a kind of faraway bush, you know, like it's horizontal first.
Yeah. All right, and then they just, so there's like barely enough food, and it just kind of pushed them every time to get longer and longer.
I mean,
that's not how evolution works.
Right, yeah. It's like selective traits where like the, you know, the ones with longer necks can get more food, so they're more virile, and they can smash their heads into the other dudes and then just, you know, taste all the pee, find the most fertile ladies and have the most kids so that all of their kids carry these long neck genes, and that kind of self-selects. Yeah. That could be totally wrong. I'm not a geneticist.
Yeah, but we're saying the ones that were born with longer necks and a more defined palate with all those taste buds tend to make it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because they could tell which giraffes are fertile, which ones aren't.
Yeah.
Headbutt from a better range. Yeah, so I guess it makes sense that they look like this.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm turned around. I now believe in evolution.
You know what, Jeff? Let me pull you back, because I don't. If that's how shit worked way back when in Africa, why the fuck don't we have long necks?
Yeah, isn't that the cradle of civilization?
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
That is weird. Why don't lions have huge necks to bite the giraffes?
Yeah.
In some sort of neck-based savage economy.
Yeah, why isn't Africa like the Australia, where instead of pouches, it's all long-necked animals?
Yeah, it doesn't add up. Something doesn't add up here, Jeff.
Mm.
What isn't the government telling us? I did, while I was eating lunch right before we started recording, I did watch half of an episode of The X-Files, so I'm kind of real into that right now. So
why so distrustful of the government?
No. Well, I guess, let me be clear, I that's just how I normally am.
Yeah, X-Files did make you that way.
Yeah. Just exacerbated those innate feelings I already had. Is there anything else interesting about giraffes?
Their front legs, the knee joints are like a wrist, basically. That's, you know what I mean? So it's not like our knee, it's like more how our wrist functions. Is that interesting?
I guess.
I couldn't walk on my wrist, are you kidding me?
You could.
I rest my hand, my head on my hand.
Yeah.
And after like 5 minutes, I'm like, oh, man, my wrist hurts. Is my head too heavy?
Oh, yeah. I've been getting, as I get older, you know, I get real depressed and I'm just playing video games for hours.
Yeah.
Just in an effort to make the time pass faster so that it's night and I can feel I can go to sleep and not think or feel.
Yeah.
As I get older, that time starts to shorten because, yeah, my hands get kind of tired.
Yeah. Because your skull's, the video game playing.
Yeah, not because my skull is so heavy. You're trying to make a fat skull joke? That doesn't even add up.
No, the bone would weigh more, I assume, than fat, right?
I mean, it depends on how much there is. Got a lot of fat rolling around in this old noggin. You've seen my chins.
I was going to say, you got a fat brain. Big old fat brain.
You remember that company, Fatheads? You could put a big poster on your wall.
Yeah.
Those guys are probably millionaires.
Yeah, they're probably still doing very well.
Why don't we run with a stupid idea?
I know.
Why can't I be rich so that I can... Did you see that scientist who, like, from Australia, he went to, I forget where he went, but somewhere where, like, end-of-life suicide is legal?
No, I didn't see that.
He's so lucky. So lucky he had the money to go there. Talk about a vacation.
We just need one idea as good as that.
I'm one idea away. I can't wait.
If posters that are sticky on the back and don't have a background, it's just the foreground, can make it. I mean, we've got to have it in us.
It's somewhere. We'll find it. So I was asking not so that I could engage everyone in my suicidal ideation. I was asking if you were done with giraffes because I really want to remake them. I think they look stupid. I think they are stupid. I think it's time for us to spit in God's face by one-upping him and making giraffes better.
I got to get a sound effect of us spitting in God's face. Just like, and then, whoa.
I heard it in my head, and I already have a criticism. You made him sound like Santa Claus. It's not the same thing.
I picture God's voice and Santa Claus's voice being very similar, you know? I feel like they both probably have bowls full of jelly.
You think God's a fat guy?
I think so. Is that weird?
I'm flattered, but please.
Do the beautiful people have to have everything?
That's a good point. But yes, probably.
You think God created all this and then was like, you know what, I better keep doing sit-ups. No.
He doesn't have to, though. Like, you don't do sit-ups in heaven. It's not heaven if you have to do sit-ups.
He created heaven for everybody else, okay? All right? He did that work, all right? You think people in hotels want to stay in the hotel room? No.
Well, but it's you don't...
It's work.
You don't go to heaven as a hotel room. It's a forever thing, Jeff. Please.
Yeah, please. But, you know, it's like the people at McDonald's don't want to eat McDonald's every day, right? Because they're working at McDonald's.
Who wants to eat McDonald's every day?
Exactly. But I'm saying God's working there. He's not going to just chill.
Well, he's done. He just
chills there.
He's done. It took him a week. It took him a Gregorian week.
If anything, there's probably a VIP section of heaven, and that's where he is. Okay?
Yeah, it's like him and Jesus, Jay Creasy.
Little Jay Creasy.
The 12 apostles, just like bottle service. Like, nah, dog, yeah. Sorry. You weren't there when it counted. Oh, what's that? Romans didn't feed you to lions? Sorry. Yeah. No, you can have regular heaven.
Their old salvation. They had all these new salvation coming in. Ruining everything. Yeah, but he's fat, sunglasses, not a well-kept beard. That's how I picture him.
Yeah, polished black boots.
Sure.
Flies around heaven. Slay. it just doesn't...
I mean, reindeer fly, angels fly, right? So I feel there's a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
That's how I picture... That's how I picture God.
Well, enough sucking him off. Now let's spit in his face.
All right, sorry. I can't even make the noise. I can't. Oh, all right.
Well, no, don't. That sounds like he's getting off on us. I don't want that either. I'm just think of my pre-criticisms when you make the noise, okay?
Sure.
You can't sound like Santa Claus. I can't have that. I want good presents this year.
I don't know. What do you picture him? Just like Morgan Freeman, like everybody else, or what?
No.
All right.
He's probably like that burning bush. He's just like constantly on fire.
Yeah.
But like it's cool, you know.
He's on fire, but it's not, he can handle it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother him.
No.
He's God.
Right.
I don't think if you set Santa Claus on fire, he'd be cool with it.
I mean, he goes down chimneys and stuff, so he's not afraid to be on fire.
Well, are they lit at the time? I've never once seen a movie where he goes down a chimney where the fire is lit at the bottom.
I don't know. He goes to a lot of places in the middle of the winter, so if they weren't lit, they were recently lit. And, you know, fires can happen from, you know, coal or ash, you know?
Are we ever going to remake giraffes, or are we just going to leave them as they are?
No, listen, I'd love to remake a giraffe. I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Because frankly, I don't think that we should leave them as they are. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Sure, they're muscly. Sure, that's great.
Right, you muscles. Right, they got that. We'll keep those. We're keeping the muscles.
You know what? I want those hind legs to have those wrist-like kneecaps. Okay?
They can back up real fast now.
Yeah.
All right.
And they get real wobbly when they're walking.
Okay. All right. Is this going to be... All right. We're trying to make them better, not funnier.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I'm just saying. It's fine. The wobble has to have a reason. That's all.
Okay. All right. Makes them, you know, harder to predict their movements. So, you know, they kill lions easier.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Shake like a butterfly. Smash like a battering ram. Is that kind of their Muhammad Ali giraffe kind of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I know you said not to make him sillier, want to make him better. Uh-huh. But I think the neck is not long enough.
So I was going to... That's fine. We can make it longer, but it has to be more like a snake.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, wrap around the lions and choke them. You know, like a boa constrictor.
Well, I was going to say, to give them greater range to get them out of Africa, they can just wrap them around trees and fucking uproot them and then walk wherever the fuck they want. And they got food right there.
Oh, my God. It's like they make their own lunch and they bring it to wherever they're going.
Yes. Yeah, they don't have the industry to make a little metal pail, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not making skyscrapers. They don't need them. They got huge necks.
I like that. I like that.
That's good. Yeah.
I would like them to be able to constrict, like a boa constrictor, kill a lion, though, because I also want their jaws to attach so they can eat the lion whole.
All right. You know what? I think that's they can do the same with bushes. They rip the whole bush up and swallow a whole.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. So they're not herbivorous only now, though.
No. Oh, God, no. I mean, if we're improving on something.
Right. You know? Yeah. Or maybe it's just like self-defense and maybe special occasions.
Yeah.
They'll eat a lion or something.
Yeah. And they got a lot of taste buds, but let's put some under their chin so it doesn't look like they're tasting pee. It looks like they just like put their head down on some pee.
I feel like...
A little bit more respectable.
Okay, let me just go ahead and wipe that off their chins. Why don't we just make their noses stronger?
Okay.
How about they just smell the pee?
Then go around smelling the pee. Okay.
Well, that's better than rubbing their faces in it and or swallowing it, isn't it?
No, you're right. Listen, you're right.
How about this?
I don't know what they're looking for in the pee. I don't know if it needs a taste. I don't know.
Oh, probably like hormones.
Yeah.
Like to see if the ladies are ovulating or whatever. So if they shoot their giraffe jizz up there, they'll have like strong babies or whatever.
So
semen is the technical term. I don't know how PG you want this to be, but...
Did you say jizz earlier?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, listen. I'll accept either. I'll accept, you know.
I bet you will.
I'll take on all comers.
All right, so they're bobbing and weaving on their weird knuckles.
Yep.
They got kind of a...
Super long necks.
They got really long necks that can, you know, they can wrap around stuff and constrict. They're very, very flexible.
Yeah.
I think the flexible lip stuff is fine. Lips and tongue is fine, too.
I want to make the bottom lip as flexible and prehensile as the top lip, though.
Okay. We're giving them a lot of advantages here.
Yeah. And especially now that they know the taste of flesh, they're going to be going after a lot of animals.
Right. Here's the thing. Their spots, much brighter. You got to be able to see these things coming a mile away.
Yeah.
No one has a chance if they don't. They got a height advantage. They can see much farther, so you got to. Yeah. They're very bright, bright colored. What color do you think? I don't care.
I was thinking maybe like, you know, that like construction site yellow.
That's a good one. Yeah. Really eye popping, bright yellow.
Yeah. You
know, no spots.
No spots.
No spots.
One solid color.
Yes, one solid color. We're done with spots.
They don't need to hide anymore.
What do you mean?
They don't need to hide. They got those long necks. They're eating lions.
Is that what the spots were for?
Probably to blend in, right?
Or what?
To other giraffes.
What out in Africa has giant spots and eats from treetops? God, they come on. They were so dumb.
What are the spots for then? I thought it was all right.
I don't know.
They've already kind of got a mohawk. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, how about this? Let's take the pee smelling out entirely because that's a terrible system, right?
Okay.
Instead, we'll give them mating calls where they lean their heads way back and then full all the way up their throat, they make just terrible screaming noises when it's time to mate.
Like disturbing sounds.
Maybe like the ululations, guttural sounds. You know, where they just kind of flap their tongues around and...
So they're out there, horny for it.
Yeah.
Head tilted back, making just guttural sounds, flapping their tongue like, LOLOLO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're never more vulnerable than they are during mating season. This is when most predators are going to cull the herd.
Got it.
I mean, their heads aren't constantly back the whole day, but it's, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's the only way to really get that disgusting sound.
Right, and then so men will have one sound, which is like, hey, I'm old and want to get it on, right? The women will be like, yeah, I could be pregnant, that's fine. And then they find each other. I'm going to say done. I mean, I think we did it better than God pretty easily this time.
Yeah, we've done it.
And, you know, to be honest, that didn't feel good because it was so easy. So try harder next time, God.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a personal note to God who created everything. Just want to say you did it so badly that we had to fix it.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
And you're welcome.
You know, get it together.
I know you weren't asking for notes on Earth 2, but...
Mm-hmm. We're on Earth 2?
No, when he builds Earth 2.
Oh.
I don't know. We might be on Earth 2 or 3. I don't know. When the next Earth, whenever he builds the next one. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not allowed in the fucking VIP section, Jeff.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. We did it. Nailed it.
Done. We're done with the animal section. It's done. It's over. Not talking about giraffes anymore.
All right.
Unless it's as part of a one-off joke in a later segment.
I closed Wikipedia. I'm out.
Yeah, I didn't even open anything that time. I knew so much about them.
You're so good at that. You're so smart.
Thanks. That's all I wanted.
How do you do it, you know?
Just natural talent. So what are we talking about now?
You sent me this news story.
Which one? I sent you two.
About this 19-year-old mother mm-hmm. stabbed her on again, off again boyfriend.
I'm on it.
you get the article up?
I'm there. This is from the Telegraph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know it's true.
Yeah. Gareth Davies, very reliable, probably.
Oh, this is only from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, very fresh. Very fresh.
Well, it's fresh enough for our purposes.
Yeah.
So every paragraph in this news story made me more interested. And I feel like there wasn't a big payoff at the end, like maybe I was expecting, because this was kind of written like a Netflix special.
Yeah. And okay, so she's 19 years old, as a mother. Her boyfriend at the time of the stabbing is 17.
And I don't think he's the kid's father.
Probably not. I mean, if it says like occasional boyfriend.
Yeah, I was gonna say it doesn't say father of her child. So
yeah. So she does it dressed as a clown,
mm-hmm.
which she knows he's afraid of clowns.
So dressed up as a clown. Dressed up as a clown is in the second paragraph, and I think that should be way. That should almost be the lead, but yeah. They don't. Dressed as a clown is in the second paragraph, but him being afraid of them is like.
It's like seven.
It's so far down. I think what happened is that no journalist knew how to write about this. This was such an explosive story that they just threw everything down wherever they could. They forgot all of their training, and then just boom, done. They had to get the story out there.
Yeah, needs to be told.
But yeah, she's dressed as a clown. That he's
terrified.
Terrified of clowns.
So she wants to tie him up and have sex with him as a clown.
Uh-huh.
She knows he's afraid of clowns. So they talk about it, and the compromise was. He would wear a pillowcase over his head, so he wouldn't have to see it.
He sounds 17. He sounds very 17, yeah.
I mean, she's 19. Does she really need to spice sex up that much? Has it lost all of its excitement by the age of 19 that you gotta dress as a clown?
Jeff, some people go hard, okay?
I guess so.
They get on that puberty train and they just start fucking shoveling coal into the engine, all right?
I need to find my limits.
Hey, don't shame. How dare you?
I don't want to kink shame, but, I mean, she did stab him several times.
Well, I don't think that, well, yeah.
Is it even comfortable to have sex dressed as a clown?
I don't know.
Did she have the big shoes? Did she have the nose and the face paint?
Did it squeak when she walked?
Right. Did she put on an affectation of a clown voice during it? You know what I mean?
Did she make sexual balloon animals beforehand? Yeah. Did she spray him in the face out of a little flower on her lapel?
She could have just blinded him with a cream pie first. They wouldn't have to ruin a pillowcase.
That's a great idea. It sounds like you'd be really good at having sex as a clown, Jeff.
You know, and that's why I'm too afraid to do it. You know, because once you're good at something, why stop?
Clown sex and salad, the Jeff Woodrow story, a memoir.
You know, and there's so many different types of clowns, right? Like, there's just the regular happy clowns. There's the sad clowns. There's the hobo clown.
I have.
What kind of clown does she dress as?
I've never once seen a happy clown.
Well, I mean, she's 19, so knowing these fucking millennials, she probably dressed up as the It Clown from the 2018 movie.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I don't think the story describes the clown she was dressed as, which is, again, so important.
Yeah. I mean, we should at least see, like, the evidence of her clown suit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Throw some pictures the detective had up there, you know? Yeah. What did the room look like?
Paint a picture. This guy's a novelist. Why is he painting a picture?
I don't know. Is he a novelist?
The victim.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy writing the story.
No.
Yeah, I was the... Okay, so you remember the other story about that local gamer from Seattle area?
Biggie?
What?
Biggie?
I think so. I don't remember his name because it's not relevant to me or my life, and never. I didn't think it ever would be again. That guy knew how to tell a story.
Oh, yeah. He added some Wang Chung.
Right. The only quotes they could get from him were these crazy psycho things.
Yeah.
This guy just... Ugh.
Yeah, this guy's a little more solemn. A little...
He reserved for 17, but...
Yeah.
I think he might have just been embarrassed having sex with a clown.
I mean, was it that hard to find someone that would sleep with him that he had to make those compromises?
He sounds 17. That's, again, he just...
Very, okay, yeah. It'll be a great story for me to tell on my Snapchat story.
And it was. I mean, he was right. It's just... I think there was maybe a little bit more hospital time than he perhaps wanted. Yeah,
anticipated, you know. Do you think, because they also get some texts from her and about how much she hates men.
Mm-hmm.
And she claims that these kind of things are just jokes. I mean...
Let's see.
Do we think, you know, when she had a text message to her victim reading, "I don't think about males unless said male is strapped up and being used as a human sacrifice. You should be grateful you're not a part of it."
Yeah. That's to this guy, by the way.
Yeah, but before the incident.
Before the incident, yeah.
"Come over, I got my bozo mask. I'm going to strap you down."
Yeah. So she's like, she sent him that text, and I don't, it doesn't matter how many years ago she sent that text, okay? The instant she's like, "Hey, can I tape you to the bed?"
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no. And he did say no. But then when she says, "Put this pillowcase over your head and we can still have sex," the answer is still going to be no. And this is where he erred. This is...
I mean, from the way she tells it, you know, it all started when he started kissing her neck. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he had just, you know, laid back, taped up with the pillowcase over his head, he could have been safe if he hadn't made all those moves.
Well, he probably was messing up her clown makeup, so. Okay, well, here's the thing. So, it's not just clowns are his worst nightmare. A barefoot clown was his worst nightmare.
What?
I that's what it says. If you get onto the split picture of her in the lab, it's the 1-2 up. In a text message, Mr. Berwick had told her that a barefoot clown was his worst nightmare. A barefoot clown? How do you...
Is he worried that they have big feet?
Huge,
or that they have comically small feet to the shoes they have?
Yeah, of course. Like that guy from The Simpsons? Is that what he's afraid of?
He really saw himself as a Bart Simpson type. I just, you know, we need more pictures of this costume.
I need so much more information. Why a barefoot clown? What did she look like?
Yeah. Barefoot. I've never even thought to think of a barefoot clown.
I've never, even as a kid, when I was scared of something, I was never like, "What shoes is it wearing shoes?"
Yeah.
"What's the footwear situation?"
The real fear as a kid was barefoot dogs.
My biggest fear is Adidas wearing psychopaths. If it's a psychopath in New Balance, I don't care. I cannot emphasize enough, I am not afraid of New Balance. Great company, by the way. I wear New Balance shoes. Very comfortable. Adidas, you're on watch. Psychopaths wear your shoes, and I'm terrified of them.
Anybody walking around in Adidas? Sean gets a little antsy.
I'm gonna get antsy. But you know what? I'll be able to get out of there real fast with my New Balance.
New Balance shoes, ugly on purpose.
Yeah, they're dad shoes. I know what I look like when I wear them to work. Good. That's good. That's what I want. Don't talk to me. I did stab him, but I overreacted, she told the court, dismissing the evidence found on her mobile phone as a joke. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, even earlier, it's like, in what is described as an overreaction, she whispered, trust me, to the then 17-year-old Buzzer before stabbing him 5 times in the chest, arm, and thigh with a 10-inch knife collapsing his lung.
Yeah.
She had some sweet memes on her phone.
It's an overreaction.
Which included a blood-soaked woman with the caption, "Murder is like a bag of chips. You can't stop after just one." That's just poor writing right there. I mean,
well, it's a meme. Guess
up to like one chip. Yeah, it was probably done by Russia to influence the election. So,
I think they live in the UK, don't they?
Yeah, Brexit. Sure.
Okay. All right. Nice save. You're lucky. You're lucky. Facebook puts ads on the side. I know you're getting this information. Or is it maybe it's comedians on Twitter who only retweet deeply serious political things?
Which is why I follow them.
That's why I follow them too. I don't want to hear about what shows they're having, and I just want to hear about corruption in politics. I can't get that information anywhere else but from my favorite comedian's Twitter.
It's nowhere else.
You're blowing the lid off of it. All right. And just to wrap this up, I mean, the guy did say this will only increase my fear of clowns.
But not of women or strange requests.
No. He's 17. He's afraid of clowns, and he agreed to have sex with a woman who's dressed up as a clown. He's 17.
Where was her child during all of this? You know what I mean?
It's a good question. The answer is nowhere in the news article.
Yeah. What was she overreacting to? I did stab him, but I overreacted.
The kiss on the neck, obviously. How dare he mess up her clown paint? All right. Are we done with the story?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, we're not even going to talk about his novel.
His dark fantasy novel?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look it up. I don't want to give him the advertising.
All right. It's only got one review on Amazon, and you can read it for free.
Yeah.
If you have Amazon Prime.
I do. I don't want to brag, but...
It's 2 stars. You don't want to... He's a victim. You don't want to give him the... You don't want to give the... the press.
Was he?
Was the guy that was stabbed like 6 times a victim? Yeah, I think so.
Whoops. Let me find it in here. Where is it? To her victim. Had a text message to her victim reading, "I don't think about males unless said male is strapped up and being used as a human sacrifice. You should be grateful you are not part of it."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he went into this eyes open. I'm glad everybody's okay. He shouldn't have been stabbed, correct?
Sure.
But
you should have seen it coming.
Probably.
Yeah, because if that's like one text that she sent, and they're occasional, I bet she sends that kind of shit all the time because she thought it was hilarious.
Right.
You know.
Right. And I bet there's no doubt in my mind that he was sending shit back like that, like encouraging it. Why else would they be hanging out? I'm just saying. I'm not trying to it's not his fault.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's fine.
But he should have thought a little bit more. Is what you're saying? Yeah,
he's not the hero this podcast wants. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't fight back.
Right.
With all the kung fu movies he saw.
That guy is also not our hero. So far, no one has topped Matt Stoney. Matt Stoney, food challenge eater, what are those contests called?
Eating contest?
Just an eating contest? Well, talk about branding issues. So, he's still the reigning champ.
Yeah.
Just a good pure man who wants to eat food.
He doesn't have any problem with women, you know? He's got a good head on his shoulders.
He doesn't have any newsworthy problems with women, but I feel like...
All right. Okay, fine. We can be done with this.
What do we even do with the last part? I forget.
The last part of the podcast?
Yeah.
Well, usually I'm going on and on about something, and then you interrupt me with a transition. That's not a transition.
Oh, yeah. We usually transition into something.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is.
That's a shame.
I'm just saying, the comment section on Slice of Sauce is still blowing up, by the way.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Now I'll Google something. Now I'm into it. Let's see.
Some guy named Josh is trying to take all of our ideas that we gave them and build on it. You know? Talking about Asian-flavored slices.
I don't know if he knows, but yeah, we kind of already called dibs on all this stuff. Oh, wow, yeah, the comments are blowing up.
Hope you guys will consider other types of sauce slices.
Yeah, it's called slice of sauce, not ketchup slice, idiot. You fucking idiot. They obviously left the door open for additional products. God, he's so dumb.
Yeah, mustard, barbecue are the obvious ones. Yeah, of course they are. And Asian flavors? You know what aren't obvious that would be great? Fucking spaghetti sauce slices.
Thank you.
Adoy, mayonnaise.
Now, mayonnaise is a little bit more obvious, but...
who wants that, though?
I don't know. No one does. But it's just, wouldn't it be great if you could?
Yeah,
you're at a barbecue and someone's like, oh, no, we're out of mayonnaise because our refrigerator died 2 days ago and we've been serving you bad meat anyways. And you're just like, boom, slices of mayonnaise. Start whipping them out like ninja stars. People getting hit in the eyes and the throat, blood shooting out. You've ruined the barbecue. You've got to get out of the country now. Where's your smoke bombs?
You're on the run. Why did you go to that barbecue dressed as a clown?
It's so easy to spot you now. You get on a boat. You sail away to Africa. You spend the rest of your life among the terrible, terrible giraffes. They're easy to find, but nobody can get near you. Your serpentine necks grab people and fling them away. Candy, no transitions. What'd we eat this week, Jeffrey?
This week, I couldn't find a Clark bar, so we ate Fifth Avenue bars.
Hell yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how were they?
You know what? Better than the last time I tried it, because I tried it and had that little, like, not an aftertaste, but like a pre-taste or a smell like peanut brittle, and it didn't break like I expected them to, because they're so similar to Butterfingers. And I threw it out. But the one I ate today, actually...
Your excuse is that the first time you tried it, your candy bar broke bad? Is that... Yeah. It was cooking meth in that wrapper.
So the one I had today, though, once you get past that initial bite and that weird peanut brittle smell...
There's no weird peanut brittle smell. That's
absolutely is.
There absolutely is not. It smells like rich chocolate and peanut butter candy that's delicious.
Listen, the chocolate is great. I love the chocolate about it. The peanut stuff in the middle, once you get past that disgusting smell or initial taste... It's good. It's good. I liked it.
Okay.
You know? The wrapper feels like it's made out of something that a lot of other candy wrappers aren't made of. Is that the case with you?
Yeah, it was solid. Like something I can carry with me on a camping trip, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just sort of like a real man's candy bar.
Man's candy bar.
Yeah. Just durable packaging, you know.
The packaging is pretty durable. Every Fifth Avenue bar I try, because I wanted to get a good one. Every one in that CVS was broken in half inside the wrapper.
Well,
is that common?
Mine weren't. But
yours weren't.
No.
It's just the CVS does not know how to take care of their Fifth Avenue bars.
Yeah. It sounds like some sort of clown ninja ran through fucking chopping them on his way out of the country.
Yeah, I can't tell you how insane it must have looked digging through that little thing of Fifth Avenue bars, feeling them.
I can imagine. That's
yeah. It was great.
I really like Fifth Avenue bars. I feel like last time we talked about it, I was not shy in my praise. Mm-hmm. I still really like them.
Well, it doesn't stick to your teeth as much as
Butterfingers. For
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. It still sticks to your teeth a little bit, which isn't ideal, but
right.
If you're gonna have one of these, you might as well have a Fifth Avenue.
I might stick with Butterfingers, but I'm not gonna shy away from Fifth Avenue bars anymore.
Good.
You know?
That's kind of what this podcast is about in a nutshell, Jeff. It's just really breaking down barriers and really just discovering more about ourselves and the candies we're willing to eat. Do you feel good? You feel like good? You feel like a burden's been lifted?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I really made it through something, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I'm here to support you in your Fifth Avenue journey.
Man, we're running into a lot of, with these candy bars, a lot of stub articles on Wikipedia.
This one has my favorite line, though.
Yeah?
It's not a funny line or anything. I just like it because it's a testament to how amazing it is. Despite not being advertised since 1993... They haven't advertised the Fifth Avenue bar in more than 20 years. The candy bar is still available in many smaller retailers.
Oh, shit.
Would you call CVS a small retailer?
No.
I would not either, but that's where I got my Fifth Avenue bars, and I know for a fact that they still sell them at Walgreens as well. I was recently in a Walgreens. I don't want to get into it.
Not to brag.
I don't want to. I had some extra clink in my pocket, so... Sprung for the Walgreens. So I did not know this. The originals used to be topped with whole almonds.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
That sounds awful.
I'd be into it. I'm going to get some whole almonds in another Fifth Avenue bar and just give it a whirl.
Jeff, you don't need excuses to try another Fifth Avenue bar. You can just eat them. I'm not going to shame you.
I also love almonds, though. But you would probably not like that, right?
I would not, no. I like peanut in my candy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No cashews, no almonds, nothing else.
Yeah.
No chestnuts. Pine nuts, walnuts. Are right out. Walnuts. Oh, no. Thank you.
Coconuts.
No. Yeah, I actually don't really like coconut. Yeah. Or cocoa nuts, if I'm going to say it like an asshole. Were you stranded on Gilligan's Island with just the professor? Get a grip. Get a grip.
You get a grip. I did not know they were a Hershey's product.
It says Hershey's right on the thing.
I know, until today, when I looked at them.
All right.
Okay. Why are they called Fifth Avenue, Sean? Why are they called Fifth Avenue?
It says in the Wikipedia stub. Were you asking me because you didn't read it, or...
Yeah, I didn't read it, okay? It's the shortest article I've ever seen. I didn't read it.
Why... Did you go to the Wikipedia page just to read the title?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, this is about Fifth Avenue bars.
Okay, the name was an attempt to associate the elegant candy... To associate the elegant candy with fashionable Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Yeah.
So I was right. I was right when I said it was trying to be classy, trying to class it up Fifth Avenue. And you laughed at me. You said I was ridiculous.
Yeah, because you were.
According to Wikipedia, I'm right.
Because they weren't trying to. They did. They are quantifiably better than Butterfingers.
But they're not more elegant.
They are. Have you seen ads? Oh my god, ads for Butterfingers also prominently feature Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Or they used to.
Yeah.
Also, Butterfinger still has to advertise like some common hooker on the roadside.
Fifth Avenue was on the bottom shelf at my CVS. By the register.
Yeah, it's a well-known fact that many millionaires are shorter than average. It's easier for them to reach, okay?
This broken candy, bottom shelf.
It's broken because CVS lets clown ninjas into their stores. That's not CVS's fault. That's not Fifth Avenue's fault. Well, actually, it is CVS's fault. That's what I meant to say. It is CVS's fault.
You think they're not advertising so they can stay classy? You think they couldn't think of a classy ad?
No, they don't have to.
Yeah, 93? I don't know, man.
They don't have to advertise.
I was telling you, Butterfinger kept advertising, and I was like, yeah, they're probably delicious. Fifth Avenue stopped advertising. I was like, those are disgusting.
Yeah, you got blinded by the advertisement, just like the rest of the cud-chewing masses. Slack-jawed idiots who don't know what's good for them.
I think it's in their best interest to advertise them. Hershey advertises everything else.
They don't need to. Mm. I think maybe some tasteful, you know, maybe they don't even say the name of the candy. They just talk about the good old days.
Yeah.
Remind you of a simpler time.
Uh-huh. So Fifth Avenue Bar was around and started in, what, 1936, according to this article?
Yeah. By, do you know who? You ever seen Luden cough drops?
Oh, yeah.
William H. Luden, the cough drop maker, created it.
Damn. That's probably why it has that weird pre-smell.
Yeah, they're still making them in 1936, right next to where they make cough drops, and then they're teleported to the future. That's why they can't advertise them, or it creates a time paradox.
Mm. I mean, it's funny that they started making them that early, but Butterfingers started in 1923, way before the Fifth Avenue Bar, and then the Clark Bar, introduced in 1917. So Fifth Avenue, trying to class it up by ripping other people's ideas off and just classing them up.
So what you're telling me is that the Fifth Avenue Bar is the logical progression in quality?
No, they messed something up they couldn't get the Butterfinger recipe.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's what you're going to do. All right. Okay. Instead of buying a bag of little Butterfingers, just get a regular Butterfinger, just like the Fifth Avenue Bar, right?
Yeah.
Single wrapped. Before you open it, make sure it's broken in half.
Yeah.
And then just let it sit there for like a week. And then open it up, and you tell me what it smells like.
All right. I'm determined to find a Clark Bar before Necco goes under, but we're going to see. I'll break open a Butterfinger, leave it in the wrapper, closed, jar break it, and then see if it smells as gross as the Fifth Avenue Bar did when I opened it up.
I'll keep my eye out for some... I basically live in a section of the state that is farther back in time than where you live, so I'll see if I can find some Clark Bars out here.
We're going to have to go to like a candy place. Store that specializes in candy. But that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Professor Goodwell's Candy Emporium.
Yeah. Maybe he's still around?
Oh, yeah, he's still around. Yeah. Yeah. He takes his wagon, his donkey wagon, traveling, you know, out west just to sell candy bars out there about every summer. But he always winters here.
What a great guy, you know?
What a great man.
Magical.
Yeah. This is our new segment. It's called Spotlight on Community, where we just talk about a community member that's been part of our community where we grew up for ages.
What a great man.
He's a great man. He sells candy to children. I don't think he's ever abducted one, so he's more trustworthy than a Butterfinger, whoever makes Butterfingers.
Nestle,
who probably abducts children all the time.
Wow. They don't advertise. They don't have social media presence. They don't have a website.
Nestle?
No, Fifth Avenue.
Oh. Yeah, they don't need one.
From what I can tell from the Stubbs article, they're not involved in the war, so that's good.
Yeah, they stayed out of it. They said, we don't know who's right. World War II? I don't think so. There's no clear sides here.
Yeah. I better just see how it plays out, because, you know, who knows who's right?
Well, you know what? I bet they were probably... Fifth Avenue Bars were probably the candy bar of diplomats who wanted to solve things peaceably without grinding up a whole generation in the gears of war. On another note, did you know that the Fifth Avenue Bar made an appearance in the movie Stargate?
I knew that because I had just read it in that Wikipedia article.
In 1994. So I guess she saw Stargate and went, we don't ever have to advertise this again. Stargate is a timeless classic that people will be watching for years to come.
It's going
to
be on loop everywhere.
Everywhere. So I haven't seen Stargate in a long time. I'm going to watch that soon.
I had watched it in the last year or so. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, I like sci-fi, I think, a lot more than you. So
this isn't a competition. Okay.
No, I'm saying it's not. Why do you always bring it there? I was just saying I would probably enjoy it more because I'm more into it. It was also on Seinfeld.
Yes, I remember those. Yeah,
I don't remember it in '95 and '98.
You think it was paid? advertisement there?
I
even
doubt
though it says they haven't advertised since 93.
No, I doubt it.
Product placements.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that it? Are we done?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, where would you put this
candy? Top of the shelf. You know that.
Middle of the road. Come on.
Here's the thing. Last time we talked about it, you were dragging him pretty fucking hard, though.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go bottom of the barrel with him.
So did I. Middle of the road. Butterfinger.
We see that I was correct the whole time. The Fifth Avenue bar is an amazing candy bar that everybody loves.
It's okay. It's only okay.
Well, you want to do Clark Bars next, and then maybe
Whatchamacallits? Oh my! I was thinking about Whatchamacallits. Yes. Couldn't find Clark Bars. Yeah, yeah.
We're so in tune, Jeff. So in tune. You better hope somebody doesn't feel the power of love overcome them at your wedding and make a proposal.
15 times.
just until one sticks. I don't care.
You know. Well, I am going to request the only song played at my wedding is The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News from the Back to the Future movie.
That's actually a really good song for a reception, though.
Yeah, for like 4 hours, though.
Yeah. It's 4 hours? I'm not staying that long. All right.
Class things up.
All right.
Like the Fifth Avenue bar.
Please, I'm trying to end the podcast so I can do something else. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure.
Play video games and start drinking at 3 p.m. I don't have to work tomorrow, whatever. This was the Tragic Heads Up podcast, a somber podcast that talks about the end-of-life experience and the near-death experiences of men who have sex with clowns. this has been the Heads Up podcast with Jeff and Sean, and I am Sean.
I am Jeff.
And we're done. Oh, no, we got to do the... Fuck. There's the email.
How do you not remember this?
Because I don't care about it. That's how. It's so easy.
Sean, don't make me bust out our listener email section, okay?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, a moment. We'll just have, 2 minutes of silence? All right. There's an email. You can email at us. It's headsuppod@gmail.com. We have also an Instagram and a Twitter, and both of those are @headsuppod. Raise your hand if you ever check them. For the listeners at home, I did not raise my hand.
Oh, I did, for the listeners at home, which no one can see me right now, so I should have just said that I did instead of actually doing it.
So if you got something bad to say about Fifth Avenue bars, send it to Jeff, because I don't want to hear it.
If you're on my side and think that they have that weird peanut brittle smell, right when you go to eat them,
it's because they're broken open. It's like cracked eggs. Like you buy eggs and they go, oh, this smells like eggs. And it's like, well, they're smashed up in the carton. It doesn't matter now.
You're right. If it wasn't peanut brittle, it wouldn't have that smell. You're right. It's just peanut brittle. You're right.
An egg inside the shell does not smell like an egg yolk. Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Because it's whole and unbroken. But if I go to some CVS where a clown ninja smashes open all the Fifth Avenue bars before I can eat them, then when you open the pack, it's going to smell like the inside of the thing. Making me so angry. All right, is that it? We've got an Instagram, a Twitter. Uh-huh. We did the email.
Yeah, we sell merchandise.
You sell merchandise.
And I absolutely know the website, so I'm just gonna check it right now.
Keep an eye out because Professor Goodwill might be riding his donkey cart in your direction this summer. Selling you candy. Maybe he's got merch.
Jeff, he might have merch.
Did you load up Professor Goodwill with merch?
Yes. Yeah, I sent him out with some shirts.
His donkey's not going to be happy about the extra load.
Shower curtains. Yeah, and you too can find the merch that he's carrying around at headsup.threadless.com.
Headsup.threadless.com for all your Professor Goodwill needs. Professor Goodwill is a robot. Did we mention that?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
He used to be a cyborg, but...
Yeah, now it's full robot.
Full-on robot.
Full-on.
Now are we done? If there's other parts, I don't remember them. I think we say I gotta go over the thing again.
Okay, go ahead.
Now this has been the Heads Up podcast with Jeff and Sean. I am the second one who is Sean.
I'm Jeff.
he was the first one whose name I listed.
Yeah.
And we're nailed popping it. Off.
Toodles. Interesting.